奉主耶稣圣名来开始我们早上的查经聚会。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Bible study.
我们根据教会的安排，我们继续来查考这个生命记的十八章。
Following the arrangement of the church, we're going to study Deuteronomy chapter 18.
我今天把这个这一章呢给他一个题目。
And so I have given a theme for this chapter.
把这个十八章这个题目为众义所托付。
And this theme is faithful in what is entrusted.
我们都知道摩西他在写这个生命记的时候他已经知道百姓进入神所给他们应许的这个迦南地所要百姓做的一些事情。
And we know that as Moses was writing this book, he knew of the things that the Israelites were to do when they entered into the promised land.
除了这些节期节日他们必须要遵守以外，
apart from these festivals which they ought to keep.
上个礼拜我们也查考过了摩西开始告诉他们要怎么样在各城各个地方有这些审判官。
And last week, we also looked at how in various places they ought to have judges.
所以如果我们打开这个生命记的十八章，
So when we look at chapter 18,
我们在这里可以看得到摩西开始谈到一些祭司或者先知的事情。
We find that in this chapter, Moses talks about the Levites and the priests.
所以我今天稍微要回到十七章的最后一段来开始再讲。
And we will continue from the end of chapter 17.
虽然上个礼拜这已经讲过了，但是我想呢从这里来开始讲因为这个题目是非常的恰当。
And even though we had covered this content last week, because this is an important theme, then we will continue from this.
如果十七章里头的十四节告诉我们。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14, it tells us,
摩西跟百姓说当你们到了神所赐给你们这个地方你们若要立王治理像四围的国一样，那神呢有一个规定。
Verse 14, when you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you and possess it and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me.
虽然这个是神所不喜欢的一件事。
Even though this was something that was disliked by the Lord.
因为神永远是百姓的王。
Because God is the king of the Israelites.
但是老早在这里已经告诉了我们。
However, here it has already told us.
十四节摩西跟百姓说。
In verse 14, Moses tells us,
百姓若说我要立王治理我像四围的国一样。
That the people will say such a thing, I will set a king over me and over me like all the nations that are around me.
那神会给他们来立一个王。
Then God will choose who to be a king for them.
所以当我们来稍微向前走看到撒母耳记上的第八章的时候。
And when we fast forward to first Samuel chapter 8.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上的第八章。
First Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上的第八章。
First Samuel chapter 8.
第四节到第六节。
Verse 4 to verse 6.
以色列的长老都聚集来到马拉。拉玛见撒母耳第五节对他说，你年纪老迈了，你儿子不行你的道，现在求你为我们立一个王治理我们像列国一样。第六节，撒母耳不喜悦他们说立一个王治理我们，就祷告耶和华。第七节耶和华对撒母耳说，百姓向你说的一切话你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。
Verse 4 to verse 7, then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah, and said to him, Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. So Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.
所以摩西在这里头生命记十七章所讲的话结果在撒母耳 年老的时代呢就发生了。
So we find that what was talked about in Deuteronomy chapter 17 had come to pass when Samuel was old.
所以这些长老们啊来这里找撒母啊。
So these elders came to find Prophet Samuel.
他们说求他们撒母耳为他们来立一个王好像列国一样。
They asked for Samuel to elect a king, just like the other nations.
虽然撒母耳非常的不高兴。
Even though Samuel was displeased.
但是神告诉撒母耳。
However, the Lord told him.
他们不是不是厌去你，乃是愿去我。不要我做他们的王。
They have not rejected you, but they have rejected me that I should not reign over them.
如果我们回来看这个生命记十七章。
If we turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
神知道他们的心愿但是呢神要告诉他们怎么样来立王。
God knew the thoughts of their hearts, but he wanted to tell them the law concerning how they would set the king about on for themselves.
所以从十五节到十七节，十七章的十五节到十七节有五件事情神要他们注意不可以有的。如果一个王帝被当上了王以后
，So in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 15 to 17, there are five things that the king should not do.
必须所立的王是从他们的弟兄当中拣选出来。
Some five sets of rules for the kings. And the first is that they have to choose someone from their brethren as the king.
16节里头说不可以来为自己增添马匹。
And they are not to multiply horses.
也不可以回去埃及。
Not to return to Egypt.
不可以自己多立妃嫔。
Not to multiply wives.
也不可以为自己呢来积蓄很多的金银财宝。
Not to greatly multiply silver and gold for himself.
这是神老早就给他们吩咐必须要记着的。
And these were the principles for the people to observe.
再来呢当上了王帝以后神要他们做什么呢
?And once they had become king, what did they have to do?
首先18节里头告诉我们。
In verse 18 it tells us.
他登了国位就要将祭司立位人面前这律法书为自己抄录一本。
Also it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites.
19节。
19。
存在他那里要平生诵读好学习敬畏耶和华他的神遵守遵行这些律法书上的一切原意跟这些律例。
19 And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes.
有三件事情摩西要他们要注意的。
So there are three things to take heed of.
作为一个王虽然有五件事情他们不可以要记着不可以去做。
And as a king, they had five principles before.
但是呢这里当上王以后他们有三件事他们每天必须要去做。
After they became king, then there were three things they had to do.
首先要是从祭司那里来把这个律法书自己来抄一本。
They were to write for themselves a copy of the law.
所以他们要熟悉神的律法。
They had to be well versed in the law of God.
这样在神面前的服事他们才能够更加的忠心。
In this way, then their service can be more faithful.
再来呢这个王呢必须要去来好好来平生来诵读好好学习敬畏神的。怎么样来敬畏神
And the king must also read it all the days of his life that he may learn to fear the Lord his God.
还有就是要来遵守遵行律法书上一切的原意跟这些律例。
And to be careful to observe all the words of this law.
让他告诉他们不可来心高气傲偏行左右。
That his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left.
我们发觉到摩西已经知道百姓将要进入这个神所给他们的迦南美地。
Moses knew that the people were going to enter into the promised land.
经过这个四十年旷野的路。
And after these 40 years in the wilderness.
他们到了有自己的地方。
When they came to their own land.
所以这是第一件事情摩西要他们谨记的。
This was the first thing that Moses wanted them to take heed of.
以后如果他们要立一个君王的话
If they were to set a king above themselves.
他们必须要注意这些事情。
They were to take heed.
有时候我在想说，为什么摩西会写得这么清楚呢？
Sometimes I think, why is Moses able to write so clearly?
回想摩西自己曾经在埃及王宫住了40年。
And if we think back, Moses had lived in the Egyptian palace for 40 years.
在这40年里头，王宫里头的生活怎么样的，他都一清二楚。
And within these 40 years, he knew of the life of a royal, or living a life in the palace.
所以虽然他有学了很多的学问。
Even though he had learned very much,
他也看过埃及皇宫里头的荣华富贵腐败的生活。
He had seen the great abundance and also the downfalling life in the palace.
摩西80年的时间是在旷野。
And for 80 years, Moses was in the wilderness.
他在这80年当中都是来学习怎么样来听从。照神的话去做。
And this period of time, he learned to listen to the word of God.
我想他是体会最深的一个人。
And
体会。
And he was someone who had experienced God very much.
所以他有这种属灵的智慧把这些条件来预先写下来。
So he had the spiritual wisdom to write down these principles.
告诉这些百姓，如果以后到了迦南地，他们要为自己立王的时候。
To tell them that once they reach the promised land, if they wanted to set a king over themselves.
这些必须要去注意的地方。
And these are the areas they must be careful of.
我们的主耶稣是万王之王。
Our Lord Jesus is the King of Kings.
我们都是有王子的身份。
And we have the status of a king.
所以我们必须也要来去从这里来去学习。
So we must also learn from these principles.
不要来贪爱这个世界。
Not to love the world.
有很多的人他们需要耶稣帮助的时候他们都会很勤劳常常到教会来聚会来祷告。
Very often when people need the help of God, then they will diligently come to church to pray.
他们可以参加教会的第一节、第二节、第三节种种的崇拜聚会。
And they will attend all the services.
当这个问题解决了以后。
Once the problem is solved.
你会发觉到他们到教会的次数就开始减少。
Then their going of church will start to decrease.
甚至呢有时候就来了一节的聚会就好了。
And to the point where they are fine with just attending one service.
好像是一种报道是这样。
Just like they are trying to show that they are attending.
来再不来看重神的律法再不看重这种聚会的重要。
And they have lost the reverence towards worshiping God and keeping his command.
所以神当时提醒他百姓。
So he was reminding the people.
神提醒他的百姓。
God was reminding his people.
当他们弟兄当中有人被立王的时候。
That when one of the brethren has become king.
他们要去自己来亲手来去抄写这个摩西的律法。
They must write for themselves a copy of the law.
天天要去来去读。
To read it every day.
让自己能够明白里头所讲的里头所教导的。
That they may come to know and understand what is in the law.
这样呢才不会呢心高气傲偏左偏右离开神的诫命。
That his heart may not be lifted above his brethren.
所以这是在17章里头让我们可以看得到第一件事情这种一个国王要怎么样来服侍。
So this is a reminder for us of how kings ought to conduct themselves.
虽然除此以外我们从18章开始可以看到第二种的这种托付。
And from chapter 18, we can see the second entrustment.
我们来看这个18章的第一节到第八节。
From verse 1 to verse 8.
这里是谈到祭司、利未人还有利未全家支派。
Here it talks about the priests and the Levites.
第一节里头告诉我们摩西说他们是在以色列百姓当中是无份无业的。
Here it tells us that they have no part nor inheritance with Israel.
他们所赐用的就是在献给神的火祭还有一切所煎的。
They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire.
所以这些祭司我们都知道当时的祭司就是亚伦大祭司他们的后裔。
And we know that the priests were the descendants of Aaron.
然后这些利未人他们都要来服侍神。
and also the Levites, they were also to serve the Lord.
所以这里摩西谈到说利未人是没有份没有业的。
So here it tells us that these Levites were to have no part or
inheritance. 就是说神就是他们的产业。
With Israel, but God shall be their inheritance.
他们所当得到的份就是从百姓所献上的都这些五谷啊或者是动物来得到。
And their inheritance is also the offerings of the animals and also the sacrifices and the grains from the people.
所以我们发觉到祭司这里第三节所讲的祭司从百姓所当得的份乃是这样凡献牛或羊为祭的要把前衰前腿或两衰开皮喂给祭司。
Verse 3, and this shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is bull or sheep, they shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheeks, and the stomach.
这是从动物的这个所献上的，他们可以领取的。
So these are the portions allotted to them for the animal sacrifice.
第四节谈到说出收的五谷新酒跟油并初剪的羊毛也要给他。
And verse 4, the first fruits of your grain and your new wine and your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep, you shall give him.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为你的神主你的神从你各支派中将他拣选出来，使他和他子孙永远侍奉在神的名代立侍奉。
Verse 5, for the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever.
这里是谈到这些祭司们在神的殿或者神的会幕里头服侍所应该得到的份。
These were the portions that were given to the priests as they served.
圣经也告诉我们，我们都是君尊的祭司。
And the Bible also tells us that we are royal priests.
所以我们在神的家应该是很忠心的。
So in the household of God, we must be very faithful.
刚才我们在17章里头读到说这个王他要为自己抄录一本律法书。
Earlier we mentioned in chapter 17 that the king had to write for himself a copy of the law.
18节这里说是从祭司利未人的手中拿过来的。
And in verse 18, it also tells us that this law is from the one before the priests and the Levites.
换句话说这些祭司他们也一样要对神的律法要非常的清楚。
These priests and these Levites were also to be well versed in the law of God.
这样才能来懂得怎么样来去教导神的百姓。
In this way, they knew how to teach the people of God.
我们来看以斯拉记的第七章。
And let's turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 7.
我请打开以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra, chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章第十节。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 10.
以斯拉记第七章第十节。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 10.
以斯拉定制考究，遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
这里告诉我们当百姓从这个巴比伦回到犹大国以后。
Here it tells us that as the people returning from Babylon,
以斯拉就定制来考究遵行神的律法。
Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
他再来呢要将这个律法的这些律例典章再来教导百姓。
And also to teach the statutes and ordinances.
所以要能够去教导人。
In order to teach.
首先我们要对神的律法要非常的清楚。
We must be clear and understand the word of God.
就好像当时神的对百姓对祭司的要求也是一样。
Just like the requirement of God towards his priests.
要让百姓能够过着一个敬神爱人的生活。
In order for the people to worship and revere God and also to love man.
能够遵守神律法的一种所过的日子。
To live a life that that worships God and keeps his command.
他们必须要来去、首先自己对神的、律例典章、这个诫命非常的清楚。
They first have to be very clear of the word of God.
同样今天我们要去、来、教导信徒。
Likewise today we are to teach one another.
或者我们要 教导我们宗教教育的小、这些学生们。
Or if we are RE teachers teaching our students.
或者我们在家里我们要来去、指导我们家里的人。
Or we are leading our family in their faith.
我们必须要自己对神的话很清楚。
Then we ourselves need to be clear of the word of God.
这样才不会走偏差。
In this way, we will not turn to the right or to the left.
这样才能够把神的话很清楚地教导、我们的、需要、被教导的人。
We can very clearly teach the word of God.
所以我们发觉到在生命记里头、神常常提起这件事情。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord often repeats this.
因为神、觉得这事情也是非常的重要。
Because this is of utmost importance for the Lord.
今天、我们、都很容易的、能够打开圣经来读神的话。
Today is very easy for us to open the Bible to read it.
但是在旧约时代、百姓却不是这么容易。
However, in the Old Testament, it was not very easy.
他们必须、真的需要去听、祭司或者是立位人、来去、诵读神的话、他们才、能够呢、明白、知道所要做的是什么。
They could only listen to the words of the priests and the Levites in order to learn how to live their lives.
我们可以看一下这个《生命记》的31章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记31章。我们来看第九节到十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 9 to verse 13.
摩西、将这律法、写出来，交给、交给他耶和华的约柜的祭司利未、子孙和以色列的众长老。第十节，摩西吩咐他们说：每逢去年的去年末一年。就在数免年的定期住棚节的时候，十一节，以色列众人来到耶和华你神所拣选的地方朝见他，那时你要在以色列人面前将这律法念给他们听。十二节，要召集他们男女孩子并城里聚居的，使他们听，使他们学习，好敬畏耶和华你们的神，遵守遵行这律法的一切话。十三节，让使他们未曾晓得这律法的儿女得以听见，学习敬畏耶和华你们的神，在你们过约旦河要得为业之地存活的日子，常常这样行。
Verse 9, so Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel.And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law.And that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land which you crossed the Jordan to possess.
这里十三节说到，摩西说，当你们过了约旦河，要得到这个神所给他们这个为业之地以后。
In verse 13, it tells us that once they cross the Jordan to the land that they are to possess.
摩西说，你存活的日子，常常这样行啊。
And as long as they live in this land,
他们要常常这样行。
They were to read the law in this way.
这是当时祭司的跟立位人他们的责任。
This was the responsibility of the priests and the Levites.
也是神所托付给他们必须要去做的事情。
These were the things that were entrusted to them.
所以当时的百姓可以说每七年必须要到神所给他们指定的地方来朝见神。
So every 7 years they were to come to the place where it was appointed to seek the Lord.
在这个时间里头呢，他们必须要把男女小孩或者聚居在他们中间的人都带到神的面前。
At this time, the people, the men, the women, the little ones, and even the strangers were to gather together to listen.
这样呢，祭司呢，就将摩西的这个律法书来读给他们听。
And the priests and the sons of Levi would read the law that Moses had written.
希望他们听了以后呢，懂得怎么来遵守，来遵行律法书所讲的一切话。
That they may carefully observe the words of the law.
所以从这里也让我们知道。
From here we know.
神已经老早为这些百姓在没有进入迦南地之前做了很多的预备。
That even before they came into the land they were to possess, that the Lord had made many preparations.
虽然那时候他们没有自己的国王，但是神已经预知了他们将来会要求立王的事情。
Even though they had no physical king at the time, the Lord already knew that they wanted one later on.
但是神却要告诉他们立王的一些条件是什么。
He already set out the principles regarding kings.
被立为王帝的这个人呢，他又要做什么
？And what this king had to do.
让他能够真的好好来忠于神所托付。
That he would be able to be faithful in what was entrusted.
让他能够好好的来带领百姓来敬拜神。
To guide and lead the people to worship God.
但是我们发觉到当以色列人有了自己的国家以后
，We find that once the Israelites had their own land，
好多好多的国王没有好好的来遵守律法书上所写的。
Many of the kings did not observe the principles as written。
从列王记上或者历代志上下，我们看得到。
From the Book of the Kings and also Chronicles。
常常圣经都会提到说。某某王是行神眼中所看的为恶的事情。
Very often the Bible would describe the king and say this was the king and he had done evil in the sight of the Lord.
这些王都没有忠于神的托付。
They did not keep faithful to what was entrusted.
他们违背了神的命令。
They had gone against the command of the Lord.
所以神常常以一些灾难惩罚他们。
And so often God would bring calamity upon them.
希望他们能够来回转。
With the hope that they would return.
同样的这些祭司立位人的职责就是要把圣经，把这个律法书上的事情读给百姓知道。
So for the priests and the Levites, they were to read the law to the people.
虽然他们是无份无业。
Even though they had no inheritance,
但是神就是他们的产业。
With Israel, but God was the inheritance.
不管他们到哪一个地方都好。
Regardless of where they went.
我们回来看这个《生命记》的十八章。
We turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
利未人无论聚居在以色列中的哪一座城，若从哪里出来，一心愿意到耶和华所拣选的地方。第七节就要奉耶和华他神的名侍奉向他众弟兄立位人带立在神的面前侍奉一样。第八节除了他卖祖父产业所得的以外还要得的一份祭物和他们同吃。
Verse 6, so if a Levite comes from any of your gates from where he dwells among all Israel,and comes with all the desire of his mind to the place which the Lord chooses, then he may serve in the name of the Lord his God, as all his brethren the Levites do, who stand there before the Lord. They shall have equal portions to eat, besides what comes from the sale of his inheritance.
利未人虽然没有这个产业，
even though the Levites have no part of
it, 但是他们神告诉百姓，以色列百姓说他们有个特权。
However, they have this right.
他们可以分散居住在每一个支派所居住的城里头。
That they are able to dwell amongst all the tribes to the place which the Lord chooses.
如果我们有时间去看约书亚记的二十一章的话，
If we have time to look at Joshua chapter 21,
我们记得说里头所记载当时以色列人他们有48座城。
We find that in Israel there were 48 cities.
所以当时的利未人他们可以选择自己所要居住的地方。
So the Levites had a choice of where they wanted to reside.
利未人跟祭司他们的工作就是要来在会幕或者圣殿里头来服侍。
The priests and the Levites were to serve in the in the tabernacle.
更重要的就是要带领百姓来读这个摩西的律法书让百姓能够听能够明白。
And to read the law to the people that they may understand.
这是神所托付他们一件非常重要的工作。
This was a work that they had to faithfully do.
因为这是他们所不可以来忽略到的。
Because they could not leave this behind.
我们回来看这个生命记的十八章。
If we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
我们来看这个从第八节第九节到十四节。
From verse 9 to verse 14.
神再一次来借着摩西的口来谈到百姓要禁止一些不可以做的事情。
And the Lord once again reminds the people of what they had to avoid and not do.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你到了耶和华你神所赐之地那些国民所行可憎恶的事你不可学着行。
Verse 9. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you,You shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations.
虽然神曾经吩咐以色列人要把迦南地的人要把他们全部赶出去。
Even though previously the Lord had commanded the people to completely destroy the people who lived in Canaan.
但是他们没有这样照神的话去做。
However, they did not complete this.Completely.
所以神在这里已经预先来提醒他们。
So the Lord had instructed them in preparation.
所以说他们还没有到达迦南地之前当他们进去居住的时候呢不可以学这些人所行可憎恶的事。
That when they come into the land which the Lord is giving them, that they should not learn to follow these abominations.
从第十节到十二节也提到九件九样这种不可以做的事情。
From verse 10 to verse 12, there are nine different things that they were not to do.
这里谈到说其中一些就是使儿女惊火。
And one of these is to make their son or daughter pass through the fire.
占卜的观照的用法术的
one who practices witchcraft or a soothsayer or one who interprets omens
行邪术迷术教鬼
a sorcerer, a conjurer of spells or a medium
过阴的
or a spiritist
这凡做这些事情的神都要把他们来从神把他们来剪除
and if anyone does any of these things they are to be cut off from this from the people
所以我们发觉到这是神非常一个严厉的一个提醒
this was a very strict reminder
要他们来真的懂得来去好好怎么样来听神的吩咐
and they may learn to hear and to observe the commands of the Lord
因为在他们的信仰里头只有一位独一的真神
because in their faith there is only one true God
也是他们所要敬拜的一位神
and this is the one God that they ought to worship
这位神就是带领他们出埃及走旷野路一直进入迦南地的这位真神
the true God who brought them out of EgyptTo let them through the wilderness and brought them into the promised land.
所以摩西在这里提醒百姓告诉他们这些异国人的所做的憎恶的事情没有一件事情他们都可以去学的，不可以去学的。
Moses was instructing them that none of these things that they were allowed to do when they came into the land.
我们来看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
十三节，你要在耶和华你神的你的神面前做完全人。
13, you shall be blameless before the Lord your God.
所以神希望他的百姓他的子民在神的面前都做能够做一个完全人。
God hoped that his people were able to be blameless and complete.
能够做一个正直敬畏神远离恶事的人。
To be someone who who reveres God and also stays away from evil.
我们来看约伯记的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第八节。
Job, chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
Verse 8 then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.
这句话是神跟撒旦讲的。
This is what the Lord said to Satan.
神告诉撒旦。
The Lord said to Satan.
约伯在地上没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There is none like Job on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil.
可见的约伯真的是在神的面前是这样的一个人啊。
And truly, Job was someone like this before the Lord.
但是呢，撒旦还想从他的身上来找漏洞。
However, Satan tried to find any loopholes or any cracks in Job.
来攻击约伯。
To attack him.
但是在神的眼中约伯就是这样的一个人。
However, in the eyes of the Lord, Job was a blameless man.
他是正直敬畏神他是远离恶事的一个人。
He was upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
所以在我们今天的生活里头。
Today in our lives.
在我们的尤其我们的信仰生活。
In our life of faith.
我们必须好像有约伯的这样的一种的这种的生活。
We ought to have the same life as Job did.
能够达到在神的面前做一个正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
To reach the standard of being an upright, blameless man who feared God and also shunned evil.
我们来看那个来看创世纪十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 17.
我们来看创世纪十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
十七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
是第一节。亚伯兰99岁的时候主向他显现对他说我是全能的神你当在我面前做完全人。
Verse 1, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
这里说当亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕99岁的时候
So when Abraham was 99 years old
神向他显现
The Lord appeared to him
神说我是全能的神
He said I am Almighty God
神告诉亚伯拉罕说你当在我面前做个一个完全的人
And he said to Abraham walk before me and be blameless
要怎么做才能够成为一个作为一个完全的人呢
How is it that we can be a blameless person?
首先亚伯兰就是要听从神的吩咐听从神的呼召
First, Abraham was to listen to the word of God to listen to the calling of the Lord
照着神所讲的一切话来去遵行
And to observe and to do what God had commanded him
不偏离左右
Not to turn to the right or to the left.
在马太福音的十九章里头告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 19, it tells us.
有一次我们来看马太福音的十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
我们看马太福音的十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
21, Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
这里谈到一个少年的财主来见主耶稣。
This talks about a rich young ruler who came to Jesus.
他问主耶稣说，我要做什么才能够得到永生呢？
He asked Jesus, what should he do in order to receive eternal life?
或者说该做什么善事才得永生？
Or what good thing did he have to do to receive eternal
life? 主耶稣就问他说：“你有没有守神的诫命呢？”
And Jesus asked him, "Have you kept the commandments?"
这少年人说：“我都做了。”
And the young ruler replied that he did.
所以二十一节主耶稣就告诉他。
And in verse 21, Jesus tells him,
如果你要做一个完全人
，If you wish to be perfect,
你就要变卖你所有的来分给穷人。
Go sell what you have and give to the poor.
就必有财宝在天上。
You will have treasure in heaven.
还要来跟从主。
And come follow me.
今天我们有没有来完全的跟从主呢
？Today have we fully followed the Lord?
如果我们愿意做完全人的话
，If we are willing to become perfect.
好像主耶稣在这里告诉这个少年财主
，Just like how Jesus instructed this young ruler.
我们要变卖所有的。
We have to sell all that.
就是说，我们心不要再 在有啊心里头不要再想着这个世界上的事情。
That is to say, in our hearts, we must not have the things of the world.
我们啊所要追求的是属天的。
Our pursuits should not be worldly, but they should be heavenly.
所以呢，主耶稣说你要来跟从我啊。
So Jesus says, come and follow me.
我们跟从主不是今天跟从主，明天把主放下。
And following of the Lord is not something we do today, but we put down tomorrow.
后天再来跟从主。
And then we continue the day after.
或者把主耶稣放下五天，两天跟从主。
Or we follow the Lord 2 days in a week, and 5 days we take a holiday.
这些不是跟从主。
This is not following Jesus.
如果我们想做一个完全人，
If we wish to be perfect,
就好像亚伯拉罕这样。
Then we have to be like Abraham.
离开自己的故乡，自己的本族本家。
To leave his own people, to leave his own land.
照着神所吩咐他的地方走出去。
And to walk out towards where the Lord has instructed him.
也相信神所应许的。
And to believe in what the Lord has promised him.
所以在这里如果我们回到《生命记》十八章里头告诉我们。
If we turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
神要他的百姓做一个完全人。
The Lord wishes for his people to become blameless.
神已经带领他们进入了这个迦南地。
And he has led his people into the land of Canaan.
有祭司，有这些利未人来引导，来给他们读神的律法书。
There are Levites and the priests to teach the people and to read the law to the people.
这些被神所托付的工人他们都应该来好好来照着神的话来去做。
These were the works entrusted to these workers.
也希望每一个人都能够好像这里摩西所讲的。在神的面前做一个完全的。
And this is also a reminder for us today as we serve that we have to be perfect.
最后一段是从十五节到二十二节。
The last portion is from verse 15 to verse 22.
这里是谈到当他们进入迦南地以后。
This is talking about after they enter into the land.
我们应该可以看十五节。
In verse 15.
主你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知。像我，你们要听从他。
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear.
这里摩西告诉他们说，摩西离开世界以后呢，他们进入迦南地，神会兴起先知来跟他们来传达神的信息。
After Moses had passed away, then the Lord would raise up a prophet like Moses to speak.
我们来看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知像你。我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。
Verse 18, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him.
他谁不听他奉我名所讲说的话，我必讨谁的罪。
Verse 19, and it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him.
20节.
Verse 20.
若有先知擅敢托我的名说我未曾吩咐他说的话，或是奉别神的名说话，那先知就必致死。
Verse 20. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die.
所以摩西告诉百姓，当他们进入迦南地，有自己的这个以色列国度以后。
Moses tells the people that once they enter into the land of Canaan and have their own country.
除了有以后有君王来应该要懂得神的话来怎么样来服侍来带领百姓。
Apart from having a king who knows to keep the law and to lead the people to fear God.
那当然还有祭司还有这些利未人来引导百姓熟悉神的话。
And they also were to have the Levites and the priests who were to read the law and to teach the people.
再来呢就有这些先知来传达神的吩咐。
In addition, there were to be prophets who would speak the word of God.
所以这些先知也是忠于神的托付。
And these prophets were to be faithful to what they were entrusted.
所以这里十八节说。
In verse 18.
所以神说我会兴起弟兄中兴起先知像摩西一样，然后呢跟他们说话。
Verse 18, I'll raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren.
把神说要传道的信息 由他们跟百姓来传讲。
And will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command.
或者跟当时的国王来传讲。
Or to speak towards the king.
19节说如果神的先知所讲的话有谁不听的话神就会来追讨。
And in verse 19, if anyone did not hear the word,that was spoken by the prophet, then they would be required of it.
20节说，如果有人擅自来去说他是奉神的命来讲话但是却是一个假先知这些人呢就会被来致死。
And in verse 20, it talks about if they're a false prophet, then he will be put to death.
所以在这个列王时代我们发觉到有很多的先知。
And in the times of the kings, then there were many prophets.
有的先知的出现是来奉神的命来告诉当时的国王他们犯错他们需要来回头来归向神。
The appearance of some of the prophets were to warn the rulers at the time to turn back to the Lord.
这些先知他们都有的是非常有名的先知。
And some of these prophets we are more familiar with.
以利亚、以利沙。
Like Elijah, Elisha.
也有一些比较不出名的先知。
And other less known prophets.
但是先知应该所要传达的就是讲神的话。
However, what the prophet speaks is according to what God has told.
绝对没有自己的意思在里头。
And not to speak from his own will.
所以这里摩西很清楚地告诉百姓。
Moses told the people very clearly.
谁不听先知奉神的名所讲的话呢？神要来追讨他们的罪。
That he who will not hear his words.God will require it of him.
所以作为神的先知他也必须要懂得神的吩咐。
As a prophet of God, they have to know of the commands of God.
也要明白神的律法。
To understand his law.
也要知道神的诫命是什么。
To know what his commands are.
先知也必须要圣洁。
And his prophets must be holy.
所以当我们在读旧约的先知书的时候
So as we read the books of the prophets
举一个例子说当我们读到以赛亚书
For example, when we read the book of Isaiah
以赛亚书里头当神来选召以赛亚做先知的时候
So as the Lord was choosing Isaiah as a prophet
我们来看这个以赛亚书的第六章
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6
以赛亚书的第六章
Isaiah chapter 6
第四节第五节
Verse 4 and verse 5
因呼喊者的声音门框的根基震动殿充满了云烟第五节那时我说祸灾我灭亡了因为我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的民中又因我看见大君王万军之主
Verse 4, and the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Verse 5, so I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
所以这里以赛亚当他被神呼召做先知的时候
As Isaiah was called to be a prophet.
这个大声音出来以后呢他才发觉到自己是嘴
Isaiah realized that after this voice called out that he was a man of unclean lips.
所以他说祸灾我灭亡了。
He said, woe to me, for I am undone because I am a man of unclean lips.
又要住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And he dwelled among people of unclean lips.
所以后来我发觉到天使就从圣殿里头拿了一个坛上拿了一颗炭火来放到他嘴唇上。
So one of the seraphim flew to Isaiah and put a live coal on his mouth.
来洁净他的嘴。
To cleanse his mouth.
让他能够所讲的传达的都是神的话。
That what he speaks is the command of God.
完完全全是属于神，出于神的意思。
That what he speaks is according to the will of God.
让百姓能够好听到神的警告，让百姓能够听到神的这个种要他们听的话
so that the people hear the warnings from God
所以我们今天成为神的儿女
today as the children of God.
不管我们在神的家中所被托付的是什么，
regardless of what position or responsibility we have in the church,
我们在负责被带领或者做带领工作的，
although we may have to lead,
或者我们像这些圣殿里的这些祭司跟利未人，
or we may be like the priests or the Levites,
或者甚至是就做先知的，
or we are like a prophet,
但是我们所讲的话必须要是很纯洁很洁净的。
What we must speak must be pure and clean.
绝对没有自己的意思。
Not of our own will.
所以今天我们所传讲的福音是全备的福音。
Today the gospel we preach is the full perfect gospel.
没有增加人的意思在里头。
There is no addition of man's will.
也是圣灵所给我们亲自启示的。
The gospel is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所以作为神家里头的工人，
as the workers in the house of God,
每一位信徒，
as the members in the house of God,
我们都要忠于讲诚实话，
we must be faithful and speak the truth,
讲实实在在的话，
to speak the truth in sincerity,
我们能够来才能够做一个完全人，
that we may become perfect,
得到神的喜悦，
to be pleasing in the eyes of God.
我们今天早上的查经就到这里。
Our Bible study ends here.
我们感谢主耶稣的带领。
And we thank God for his guidance.
接下来我们要做感谢的祷告。
And now we're going to pray.